WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Welcome into a new day on the program. Happy Thursday to you, and hope your day is starting off well. It is. It's not too bad out there. 45 degrees, but I walked out with a jacket and a hooded sweatshirt on, and I said, "Yeah, I could have just carried the jacket." But it is. It's certainly colder. Certainly colder at night. I left here last night. Pretty late, like after 8 p.m., I didn't see any northern lights. I guess there were still too many clouds around here. I also went out and bought some new headlights. One of my headlights went out, and I had previously, you know, I usually buy, the Sylvania, and I get the ones that are like they say that they're the brightest ones down the road, because I don't see so well at night anymore. So I get those ones, and I don't know, they just seem dim. And I went and I cleaned my lenses for my headlights a while back, so like that's not the problem. It's getting enough power. I was like, well, it's just they're just not bright enough for me. So I ended up getting these LED lights so that people, you know, will be like, oh, who's that jerk shining his lights? No, they're not that bright. But they certainly do light up the road a little bit more. And I'm like looking as I'm driving, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to see it because I'm flooding the area with white LED light now. So it's not like I'm going to see while I'm driving. I have to wait till I'm done driving. And then I pulled over and waited for a little bit before I went in the house and didn't see anything. So that's fine. But the government is going to be reopening. So the agreement signed, you know, the legislation signed last night by President Trump to bring it back. And so now things, it'll take a couple of days before everything's fully back up and in full working order. But you heard on the news, you know, the flight delays are expected to stop. SNAP benefits are going to get paid out, although that might still take a little while, especially for states that made partial payments because they've got to figure out what they owe people from there. So after the longest government shutdown ever, the government is back in business, for better or worse. But we also had some pretty big local news yesterday, and that was that the Cape Air route from New Bedford to Boston, which, as you remember, you know, we talked a lot about as we were leading up to it, and then the very first day that it was in service, both myself and Chris McCarthy broadcast from the airport. And we took the first flight, myself, my coworker Kristen, city councilors Sean Oliver and Ian Abreu. We, New Bedford Cable Network, we all took that first flight from New Bedford to Boston, and then the first flight from Boston to New Bedford. And I thought it was great. I thought it was going to be a very helpful thing. In fact, I was considering travel next year. I'm probably not going to do it, but I was considering travel next year, and I said, well, maybe I'll just do that rather than park in Boston. And I was trying to figure out, you know, could I get a flight for where I was going that would, I could leave New Bedford at 8 a.m. on that 8 a.m. flight and maybe wait a little while at Boston. So I was, you know, I was thinking about using it. I don't travel very often, but I was thinking about using it. And I know others who said that they would use it when they traveled. But the problem was, it was twofold. Not enough people were using it. And the federal government, the FAA, is requiring a 10% reduction in operations at high-impact airports, including Boston Logan. So as such, they decided that this was a service that was not worth continuing. I think it was probably more the low ridership than anything. And I'm not sure the ins and outs of how it worked. You know, they had two flights planned every day from New Bedford and two flights planned every day from Boston. And I was talking about this with somebody. I said, you know, maybe that was the problem. Maybe they started with too much service before they really had a gauge of what the interest would be. That maybe starting with two flights a day was a little much. Maybe they should have started off with three flights a week, but then are people going to use it if it's not on the time that's convenient for them? You know, if I've got to fly out on Monday, I don't care that there's a flight on Wednesday. So it was a bit of a catch-22 there. But I'm not sure how it works. I'm not sure if they had to still fly a plane from New Bedford to Boston, even if nobody was on it, in case something. I mean, they have Cape airplanes at Logan, but I don't know that they had one there that was going to just be coming back. You know what I mean? Like, do they have one that can just sit there and say, okay, well, if people take a flight from, you know, if they book last minute Boston to New Bedford, we'll have the plane there. So I don't know. But what they told us in the release was that, I'll give you the quote. They said, while this decision was not made lightly, Cape Air remains deeply committed to serving Greater New Bedford. Despite strong marketing efforts and public engagement, current demand levels do not support continued operation of the New Bedford to Boston route under present conditions. And Cape Air CEO Linda Markham said, we launched this service with optimism and appreciation for our long partnership with the New Bedford community. Unfortunately, with evolving regulatory and operational realities, it is necessary to make adjustments that ensure the sustainability of our broader network. So even, you know, in this, in the release that was put out, Airport Director Scott Service said, you know, all of us recognized from the start that this route was an untested approach to enabling passengers from Greater New Bedford to fly out of Boston without having to contend with Boston area traffic. And Mayor Mitchell, you know, talked about how it's not uncommon for carriers to test new routes. But if that's the case, I mean, I do feel like if they went into this knowing that this was testing this route and that they might not get the interest, what was the plan for, you know, did they have a time period of how much they were willing to go before they pulled the plug if it wasn't for these reductions required by the FAA? You know, would they have given this 6 months? Would they have given this a year? You know, instead it got 6 weeks. But would this have been something that could have gone on for a year with low ridership? Or was it something that would have caught on? I don't think 6 weeks is enough time to know for sure if this was a... Because think about this. How many people are traveling somewhere this time of year that, you know, you're not looking necessarily to fly out of New Bedford to Boston and then from Boston to somewhere else if you're a business traveler who's just going for, you know, a meeting somewhere. Unless you've got significant money to spend or if it's on the company dime, you know, you're not paying another $99 each way to fly from New Bedford to Boston and then from Boston to New York for your meeting or Boston to Philadelphia for your meeting or DC or whatever. And then you come back later that day or the next day. You know, is that worth the extra $200 or do you just take an Uber? Do you just pay the parking because it's going to be $50-$60 for the parking as opposed to $200 for the flight? So I don't think I don't want to call them the everyday traveler, but, you know, the business traveler, I don't think is going to to pay that money. Who's going to pay that money? The people who are going on longer trips. The people who are flying out of Logan to go to Portugal or London or LA or Florida. You know, people who are going to be gone for a week, 10 days, you know, 2 weeks. Those are the people that are going to utilize this because they're the ones that are going to save by parking in New Bedford, flying out of New Bedford, and not driving to Boston and parking in the garage at Logan. So those, or, you know, have to pay for a car service rather than parking. So if that's who you are thinking will be the clientele, well, how many people are taking those trips right now? And it's not even just a matter of the economy. It's not even just a matter of, you know, do people even have money to spend on vacations right now, on trips? It's not even like we had a government shutdown that had people concerned about money. I'm sure people weren't exactly, you know, falling all over themselves to book deals that were inevitably popping up because travel is not a big thing at this time of year, except for, you know, obviously now we're going to get the holiday traffic, but from the end of summer, from Labor Day to Thanksgiving, I don't think it's a very popular time for people to go away. What are you going to go escape to somewhere warm? It only just got cold this week. You know, the people who are booking vacations at this time of year, the people who are booking cruises, trips to Disney, things like that, they're the people who are jumping on those because they offer deals at this time of year. And if they're jumping on those because they get these deals, they're probably not spending an extra $200 a person to fly in and out of New Bedford. So I think that that's, you know, it's an unfair gauge of what the ridership could have been to say, let's pick these 6 weeks. Now, obviously, these people are in the aviation business. They know better than I do. But that would just be my take as the average person looking at this from a consumer perspective. So I'm sure that they knew what they were doing, and I'm sure that they didn't want to have to stop it. But here's where we're at. And it doesn't mean, you know, Mayor Mitchell said this, Scott Service said this, they're going to pursue other opportunities for the airport. They're going to pursue other things to bring in. And then, of course, when the new terminal opens, when the new terminal is constructed and the new tower, and they're going to have larger airlines come in, I think you'll see the airport become more of a regional hub. But hey, at least we tried something, right? 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Later on this morning, in the next hour, we'll have our edition of the Gen X Files today, brought to you by Justin of the Phoenix in Dartmouth. And we'll also have today's brain freeze question of the week from McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Your chance to win some free ice cream, homemade ice cream. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Shakira Gonzalez of Reggae at West Beach. They are doing a food drive, and now we know that the SNAP benefits are going to be funded, but people are still, you know, food insecure here on the South Coast. So it's still worth talking about, and this is going to be an effort they're going to be doing for throughout the next year. So we're going to talk with Shakira about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And then, of course, your calls throughout, 508-996-0500. But what are your thoughts on this, on the airport, on the Cape Air, ending the Boston to New Bedford route? I think, you know, a lot of people are trying to dunk on Cape Air right now and be like, I told you, knew this wasn't going to work. You know, nobody's going to pay that to fly. But I think there was a lot of interest when it came out. I saw a lot of comments from people that said, actually, this is a great alternative. I will use that. The problem is they just haven't traveled in the 6 weeks since it launched. 508-996-0500. We will be back in just a few moments.
That's my son, Jared. But the world knew him as recording artist Juice WRLD. At the height of his fame, we lost him to an accidental drug overdose. I'm Carmela Wallace. I started Live Free 999 to remove the stigma and normalize conversations around mental health and substance abuse. I want to ensure that we never lose another Jared.
Go to livefree999.org to learn more. If you need urgent support, text LF999 to 741741.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
Welcome back in. Of course, that is Runaround by Blues Traveler, but you won't get the Runaround at the Butcher Shop, located at 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. No, it's just a straightforward, old-school neighborhood market with all the items that you need and some of the best meat you'll ever cook up or have them cook up for you. So if you are interested in going on a culinary journey without even having to leave New Bedford, the Butcher Shop is the place to go. Now, they're closed right now. They're taking the week off, but they'll be reopened on Tuesday. And on Tuesday, you can go back in there and get some of their delicious, you know, the tomahawk steaks that they have there are incredible. And you've been to restaurants where they've had it on the menu and you've said, oh, man, I really want to get one of those, but they're so expensive. Well, you can get one at the butcher shop, cook it up yourself. It's not that hard. I've done it. And you can enjoy every bit of deliciousness of a tomahawk steak for about half the price. And then not only that, they've got all kinds of great cuts of meat there. Make sure you get yourself some celebrity pork chops, and you'll see why they call them celebrity pork chops, because they are not like any pork chop you've ever had. You cook them like a steak, and they come out fantastic. So those are just some of the things they offer at the Butcher Shop. Plus, don't forget, when they open up on Tuesday, get in your Thanksgiving order. If you need to order your turkey from the butcher shop, you can do that. If you want to have them cook it for you, they'll do that. And they're going to be offering platters so that you don't even have to worry about doing any of the work of Thanksgiving. So again, they'll reopen on Tuesday from their little break here. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Time now to go in the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
The record-long government shutdown is over. A possible Starbucks strike today. And another Kennedy running for office.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The government shutdown is over. President Trump signed the funding measure that was passed by the House last night.
This was a no-brainer. This was an easy extension. But they didn't want to do it the easy way. They had to do it the hard way. And they look very bad, the Democrats do.
Before the vote, Republicans and Democrats blamed each other for the prolonged standoff.
They admitted that they were using the American people as leverage in this political game. They knew that it would cause pain, and they did it anyway. The whole exercise was pointless. It was wrong, and it was cruel.
That was Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the bill doesn't help Americans struggling with high costs.
The longest shutdown in American history would rather do that than provide health care that's affordable to working class Americans, middle class Americans, and hardworking American taxpayers.
The shutdown was the longest in U.S. history. The spending bill now will extend funding until January 30th. The grandson of President John F. Kennedy, planning to run for a congressional seat in New York City next year.
He made the announcement in a video posted to social media.
My name is Jack Schlossberg, and I'm running for Congress to represent my home.
Schlossberg is the only son of Caroline Kennedy and grandson to the late First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. He's looking to replace a retiring Jerry Nadler in his Manhattan district. The 32-year-old political commentator, writer, and online influencer spoke at the 2024 Democratic National Convention. He's been a vocal critic of President Trump and his cousin, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm Michael Kastner.
A man has been arrested for allegedly abandoning a dog on a Brooklyn rooftop, authorities say. They rescued the dog after a tipster called about a neglected animal. Police say the pup was in deplorable conditions, malnourished, and left chained and muzzled without food or water. The dog is being treated at an animal hospital. His apparent owner has been arrested and charged with injuring, abandoning, and torturing the dog. A wanted felon led deputies on a high-speed pursuit in Spokane County, Washington.
The incident started in Stevens County when deputies tried to pull over 37-year-old Jeffrey Bauman. He has a history of eluding police. Deputies believe that he was impaired when he drove into oncoming traffic at 70 miles an hour. Spike strips flattened his tires and he crashed in a ditch. He was booked into the Spokane County Jail on multiple felony eluding charges. I'm Brad Ford.
Disney is reportedly losing millions of dollars per day as its ongoing carrier dispute with YouTube TV continues. Reports say Disney could be out $60 million in lost revenue if the stalemate reaches day 14, and there's currently no end in sight. Disney-owned channels like ABC, ESPN, and others have been dark on the Google-based subscription streamer since Halloween. That has prompted the service to offer $20 rebates for customers to compensate them for the disruption. Unionized Starbucks baristas are planning to strike today.
The action coincides with the coffee giant's popular Red Cup Day. The union, representing around 550 stores, accuses Starbucks of refusing to fairly negotiate and has rejected the company's previous proposal. Starbucks claims it already offers competitive pay and benefits and is ready to negotiate if the union returns to the table. The strike could expand if no progress is made, with union members pledging to continue escalating actions if needed. I'm Monica Nelson.
The NYPD is searching for the thief who ripped off NFL legend Tom Brady's new card vault store in Manhattan.
It was a brazen daytime robbery, October 20th, less than 3 weeks after the seven-time Super Bowl champion opened Card Vault by Tom Brady on Lafayette Street in Soho. The suspect stole nearly $10,000 worth of baseball and Pokemon collector cards after his credit card was declined. Police say he manipulated the prompts on a payment terminal and then breezed out of the store with his booty. Police have released a photo of the alleged thief dressed in black, except for his white socks and sneakers. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics 131, Memphis 95 at the Garden last night. Celtics are now off until Sunday. Bruins are in Ottawa with the Senators tonight at 7 o'clock. And the red-hot Patriots square off against the resurging Jets in Foxborough tonight. Thursday night football, New England is on a 7-game win streak.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
A little sun early this morning, otherwise increasing clouds, brisk and chilly. High temperatures only in the upper 40s. It could be a few sprinkles during the afternoon, but it's mainly dry. Becoming clear tonight, cold, late night temperature down to 32. Friday's not bad, but it's a cold day. High only 45, morning sun, some afternoon clouds. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Did you see the sky? I think it means that.
Welcome back in. The New Bedford Police Union is asking for your support while they negotiate for a fair contract for better education and training programs for their officers, new equipment and technology, and for safe police staffing levels. They can't do it alone, though. They're asking that you please support public safety and your brave New Bedford police officers while they keep this great city safe. For more information, visit the New Bedford Police Union Facebook page or the website at newbedfordpoliceunion.org. This message brought to you by the New Bedford Police Union. So they're working on negotiating that new contract. I just turned around and I see it on the TV behind me. But you can follow everything on their Facebook page. They've been putting some statements up about there. I've seen city councilors sharing it. So that's a great place to go for information. So we were talking about the airport. I'm sorry, the Cape Air decision to eliminate the Boston to New Bedford route or New Bedford to Boston route. We can get your thoughts on that at 508-996-0500. Another story that I posted yesterday. So last week we told you that Edaville is coming back with we reported back in August that the Festival of Lights would be returning. But last week we had some of the information, including the pricing of what it's going to cost. And basically you're looking at $26 to walk into the park. And then more money if you want to ride the train. Now, the park is going to have horse-drawn carriage rides, ice skating with free rentals. So there's going to be, you know, other things to do in the park, live entertainment, photos with Santa. So there's still some questions I'm waiting to find out the answers on, like, you know, is all of that included? Like, is the photo of Santa free? Or are you paying for that? But a lot of people were saying, well, what am I getting for $26 if I'm paying that to just walk into the park? You know, previously, under the previous ownership, it was $12 just to walk in the park. And then you could pay more to ride the train, pay more to ride the rides. There are no more rides. The amusement rides are all gone. They were auctioned off. So now that the property has been retooled for King Richard's Fair, they're going to repurpose those structures for the new Edaville, which is now being called the Edaville Entertainment Venue. And so for the Holiday Festival of Lights, they're going to have these new things. They have a new 21-plus jingle bar. They have new food and beverage options. But what are you getting for that $26? Well, the press release came out yesterday that they're going to be doing themed weekends. So throughout the Festival of Lights, which kicks off on November 28th and goes through December 28th, on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays during that time, they're going to have each weekend a different theme. And you can read what all the different themes are at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But basically, you're getting things like a tree decorating contest, an ugly sweater contest, karaoke contest. Now, these are things that are going to be open to the first 50 people to sign up. They're going to have pajama parties. They're going to have brunches with Santa and Mrs. Claus. They're going to have Nightmare Before Christmas trivia contests, toy drives, and then the final weekend is called Let's Glow Crazy, where they encourage folks to wear glow-themed costumes and clothes to some of the events. So there'll be all of these different themed weekends that'll happen as part of this. Is that for you? Is that something that's worth going in and paying the $26 for? So I think there's, you know, some trepidation from people. I'm seeing it in the comments on these stories to say, yeah, I want to see what happens. I want to see it open first and read some of the reviews from people before I decide if I'm going to buy tickets. Well, I did reach out to Edaville and ask if they're going to be doing any kind of media access. And they said, yes, they can imagine that they will. So I'm going to try and go to that when that happens and report back to you and take plenty of photos and all of that so that you can get an idea of what the experience is going to be. And I think for us Edaville geeks like myself, you know, not everybody has an Edaville shrine in their office, right? If you are an Edaville person and you want something collectible from the original railroad, the antique store over at Kilburn Mill, the one, you know, the Cove, the one over by the hurricane barrier, if you go in there and then you go all the way to the back into the furniture section. So not the regular antique store part, but the big area in the back where they have all the antique furniture. And then on the far right side, maybe about a quarter of the way down as you're coming through from the main part, the main entrance there, they have a stack of original LSD Atwood Cranberry Company cranberry boxes. I think they're $20 or $25. But for us Edaville geeks, you know, we're nervous. We're nervous about what this is going to be. But things change, and I guess we got to deal with those changes. Let me take this call before I got to go to a break. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Listen, I just have a quick question. You may not know, but I did hear you mention on the advertisement for, I forget the name of the meat market over there on Dartmouth Street.
Mm-hmm. The butcher shop?
Yeah. You mentioned that they'll cook turkeys for you. Do you know, in that situation, is he open on Thanksgiving morning, in the morning, for people to pick that stuff up, or would that have to be picked up the day before?
I'm not totally sure. Don't quote me on this, but I think that they do open up in the morning for people to grab stuff. But I'm not totally sure. I will check with Eric when he comes. So he's not going to be on with us this week because they're closed for the week. But maybe what I'll do is I'll call him when he opens up on Tuesday and find out.
Okay, yeah, if you could, you know, I'd appreciate, because I'm sure, too, he must have some kind of deadline as to when or what people can order, like every other place, I'm assuming. That would probably be another question I'd like to know, if possible. All right, yeah, if you could, you know, so are they're reopening, you said, next Tuesday?
Yes. So they just took a week off, you know, just kind of probably getting ready to have to cook everybody's Thanksgiving turkeys. So they needed a week to rest up. But they'll reopen on Tuesday.
I don't know. I'll see if I can make myself a mental note to call on next Tuesday, but I'll probably forget. All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, if you could find out a little bit of info, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well.
Yeah, bye-bye.
And we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we can talk to you, 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
You're listening to The Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
And welcome back in. And yesterday you heard me mention the alligator that was, I was talking about this during our Wet Nose Wednesday discussion with Melissa Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy. And I mentioned to her the alligator that was caught on video. They saw this thing just going in and out of the Charles River in Boston. And I guess now it has been captured. But we threw up a little video on the WBSM Facebook page with a link to a story of when something similar happened down here on the South Coast. Remember when there was an alligator in Fall River? Well, if you don't remember, you can read the story. Just go find that on the WBSM Facebook page, and the link is right there for you. So, you know, find the video. You'll see me talking about the alligator, and the link is in the comments there. So is this another thing we got to worry about? Alligators? Do we have to go get bananas and put them in our ears? That's a throwback for some of you, right? Do you remember Ernie from Sesame Street had the bananas in his ears? What are the bananas for, Ernie?
They're to keep the alligators away from Sesame Street.
Well, that was more Kermit than Ernie, but still. So, yeah, I'm going to go get some bananas over at Stop and Shop and keep one in my ear, just in case. But, yeah, you can check that out on our Facebook page. And also, as we have been talking about how Men's Health Awareness Month is November, we want to make sure that the men out there that are listening know that the Ultimate Men's Clinic in New Bedford has your back. All the different things that men deal with that, you know, are not kind of one-size-fits-all issues, that are not necessarily something you can bring to your family doctor, your general practitioner, your primary care physician. Some of them are things that are more delicate. Some of them are things that, you know, you want to find out more about, but you want to have a program that's tailored specifically for men. And that's what the Ultimate Men's Clinic can do. So you heard Dr. Jack with us last week talking about weight loss. Especially this time of year, that becomes a big topic of discussion as we head into the holidays and people know they're going to be partaking in those big holiday meals and eating all the sweets and baked goods and all of that. You know, they want to get ahead of all of that and start losing weight now. And at the Ultimate Men's Clinic, they can help you with that. They can help you with all kinds of things. And all you have to do to find out more is go to their website, theultimatemensclinic.com, and you can find out all the information there. But give them a try. Give them a call. Talk to them. Get to know them and see if you don't feel more comfortable talking with Dr. Jack and his team. TheUltimateMen'sClinic.com. Got one more break here to do before the end of the hour. Let me do that. We'll be back in a few moments. All right. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk with you at 508-996-0500.